Hello and welcome to this edition of the Oxcast Extra. We're recording in the height of summer and the height of festival season. Indeed, Wilderness particularly is on the horizon, one of Oxfordshire's biggest and boldest festivals. And amongst the lineup there are items as thought-provoking as they are wild and wonderful. I'm joined today by Anya Meinhardt, the Artistic Director of Justice in Motion, who will be performing at Wilderness. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having me here today, Michael.
You're very welcome. So tell us about Justice in Motion.
Sure. Justice in Motion is a physical theatre company whose aim it is to raise awareness about social injustice, human rights, any issues that our society faces, from human trafficking to poverty to rape, migration, child abuse, anything that's really relevant and possibly not talked about much or not enough. And kind of hidden in the dark, in the background a little bit. That's the things that we like to put on stage. That's what we like to bring to the forefront, to people's minds as well. And we do that through physical theatre, through a dynamic combination between dance, theatre, spoken word, also projection, aerial circus, parkour, poetry. So all sorts of things that we like to combine. We use all sorts of things that are spectacular, that are fun, that are engaging, that are interesting to watch. So if people see a Justice in Motion show, they will enjoy it for just the artistic quality that we bring, but also will be spoken to on a much deeper level about issues that are important.
Yeah, where others fear to tread, maybe, subject-wise.
Yep.
Wonderful. So who else is involved in Justice in Motion?
So we operate in a way that we work with different collaborators for each of the projects. I'm really lucky to work with a committed team of collaborators that are like the creative team. So I've got a set designer, Simon Dorman, I'm working with. I've got a filmmaker, Ben Johnston, who does fabulous work for us always. I've got a composer, John Owen, as well as Quentin Lapachelle is our new one for this current piece. And we have a costume designer, Susie Burlton, as well as a lighting designer, Ophélie Lebrasseur. And then, of course, we have Rosa Lemu-Brown, or Rosa. Rosa Lemu-Brown, she is Finnish. She's my co-choreographer and in-motion coordinator, I would say.
Okay.
And so in each of the projects as well, so depending on what we put on stage, we audition dancers, we audition performers, writers as well. I've been working a lot with Gareth Cook as a writer so far, as well as now Joaquin Down. And yeah, it's kind of everybody brings something different to a project. And so whatever we want to communicate or what we're trying to put on stage is who we then cast and bring on the team as well, whatever is relevant in that moment. We've worked with a range of wonderful people, performers, dancers, acrobats, theatre makers. It's been quite fascinating over the last 3.5 years now that Justice in Motion has existed. And we also work in collaboration with people outside of the theatre world as such. So for example, right now we are in a collaboration with Oxford University, the International Migration Institute, and particularly with Marieke van Houten, who is researcher at the Oxford University. And so the collaboration really consists about her being the research director, myself being the artistic director, and then we work with a wonderful team of creative, wonderful people.
Yeah. Wow, it sounds very exciting. And so although you're artistic director, it takes a team to get a piece off the ground and made. And
yeah, absolutely. The pieces are always made in a collaborative process. So everybody brings their knowledge, their ideas, their creativity to the table. And it's really a sharing, it's a devising process. We very rarely start from a text that we, or like from a pre-written script. Every project needs a creative team and every project is being devised from scratch with everyone involved. So everyone brings their ideas, their creativity, their experiences to the table, and whatever everybody brings is what the piece ends up being. I usually have an idea, I have a concept, and I bring the people together, and that's really my role. Yeah, the piece wouldn't be the same piece without everyone contributing what they contribute. I say we start from scratch, so ideas come in through research that we've conducted or through stories we heard or through interviews we've had with people that either suffer from mental health or have been in trafficking situations or are migrants. So yeah, all of that formed the basis for our pieces.
So all original works.
Yeah, definitely.
And which of these are we able to see at the Wilderness Festival?
Wilderness Festival. Well, only one. And that's going to be one of the components of our new production, which is called Contained. Contained is this collaboration I mentioned earlier between Marieke and ourselves about migration. And we're looking into three different aspects of migration, which is really exciting. So we have started a few weeks back at the Oxfordshire Science Festival with journeys and decisions, and now we're going further into movement and change, and then there will be a third component later on in the year, which is going to be about arrival and reception. And so we're looking into to just focusing on different aspects of migration, and Wilderness, as you say, is going to be a physical theatre performance, kind of an R&D performance, so research development state, really. It's not going to be the full finished product, but we'll be showing something which is approximately half an hour.
So the migrant experience, very, very topical at the moment. I know you performed a version of the piece on Broad Street recently.
That's right, yeah.
On a historic weekend.
Yeah, it was quite interesting for us to perform right after the Brexit decision, which was interesting how it transformed our view on it. And you could really feel the whole atmosphere, the whole mood had completely changed from the Friday onto the Saturday when we performed.
So if we're talking about the evolution of theatre works, of new works early on, were there any spontaneous moments there or in others of your pieces that made you think of different possibilities or ways the piece could go?
Always. So as I usually start with an idea, just with a concept of something I'd like to put on stage. But often up until the first day of the rehearsals, even halfway through the rehearsals, we usually try out for about a third of the time of what we have production time-wise. We just play. We just thresh out ideas. We take different stimuli, be it pictures, be it stories, be it words, emotions, whatever it might be, or a track of music, and just play around with that and work out the different characters that are involved in a production. Yeah, we just have a huge cupboard full of ideas. And then afterwards we go back to structure and see what is really relevant for the piece, what really communicates what we're trying to say, you know, whatever ingredients it needs. Like with Contained, what happened on the performance on Broad Street, that was rather interesting. So our set is a shipping container, life-size shipping container, however transparent. So you can see in from the outside. Likewise, when you're inside, you can see what's going on around you, which is quite interesting. And it was meant to be this space of comfort, home, where people would like to join in and come in. And it was a lot of audience participation as well in this specific piece of theatre, where we were giving free hand massages and there was live music. And, you know, people could just come and chill and sit and we would just talk. And then that would unfold into the short performance itself. And on that Saturday it was quite interesting because it was literally bucketing it down. And we hadn't quite accounted for that or anticipated. So what we had to do was kind of make a shelter out of the shipping container, which is without a roof, I have to probably say as well. So we bought plastic bags and shower curtains and all sorts of things. So we had 10 people standing with it inside of the container trying to shut out the rain and not have all the equipment soak in the water. So the whole thing then became, instead of a shipping container, became more of a refugee camp, which gave a different flavour to what we had anticipated to do. But it was quite interesting. And so also the imagery that we got from there was something I'd like to pursue further now, and that might change how we now develop the piece, quite likely.
Certainly.
Yeah.
That's amazing. So you're in collaboration with the elements as well.
Absolutely, that as well.
So let's talk about one or two other pieces. Mm-hmm. You just mentioned Bound.
Yeah. Yeah, Bound is our flagship. That was our first production, which was brought to life in 2013 and really kick-started the company as well. Yeah, out of there, all the other pieces then evolved as well. Bound was now redeveloped early this year to tour the UK and further afield. So we have a few performances coming up next year's spring, so it's still quite a long time frame until then, with a planned tour through Germany as well, which is in discussion right now, through the north of Germany, as well as several venues here locally, and then hopefully also wider within the UK. Bound itself is about human trafficking, so it features three performers, three characters that find themselves bound in a situation that they didn't expect to be in, that they didn't anticipate, and how they now try to make the best out of the situation that they're in. And it's really a story of hope. It's a story of resilience in the face of harrowing circumstances, and where how people connect and how friendships form when there isn't anything else, really. We've developed the piece from the first version. We now have a set, which is a huge scaffolding structure. And we use parkour and aerial rope on there now as well. And the script has changed slightly. It's still based on the three same characters that, again, we researched and accumulated out of the different stories that we've heard, that we found out. It's a fictional story. However, it's based on tour accounts. In the very first time when we showed Bound in 2013, we collaborated with OxCat, Oxfordshire Community Against Trafficking, which was, again, a very key and important ingredient for us, because our aim is to partner with organisations that work in the field of a subject matter. So OxCat, for example, was human trafficking. All the research that we do in collaboration with that organisation. Likewise, we perform at events, at festivals or conferences that they put on, and show either excerpts or the full-length production. And then also after our show, we always have post-show discussions, which is a very, very important part of our work as well, because I really see Justice in Motion to be a kind of a catalyst for social change. We want to inspire people to become active themselves. And so the theatre would engage them, will stir them up, will inspire them, will connect with them on a much deeper level than any statistics or any, even just newspaper stories can, because it's real life people that you see and that you observe, and you invest into them and you enter into a journey with them. And so you're just much more connected, and therefore much more likely as well to understand what's happening and what's going on. And therefore you're much more likely to want to engage in the subject matter and in the conversation to do something about it. We've had that many times that people came even months afterwards still to talk to us and just say, wow, since I've seen Bound, I can't stop thinking about human trafficking, and really all around me now I'm thinking, is that a sign that I can spot, or is there something happening, or should I report something here? Or so people are much more aware. And then having the organisations there at the post-show discussions allows us to have speakers there, have experts there that can actually share on what's going on realistically and in real terms, but also for audience members to then directly connect with an organisation should they want to do so. So it's really a give and take process in a way.
That's really great, providing concrete ways for people to act on what they've seen and how they've been moved. But it's still the power of the narrative told in whatever medium that draws people in, connect in a way, as you say, that other things cannot. Also recently, as part of the Women Go Live strand at the old fire station, yours was one of the pieces handpicked by Donald Hutera, the Times critic. Can you tell us a little about that piece?
Yeah, absolutely. That was a brilliant opportunity for us to be selected, to be one of the many pieces that was shown. Plasma is a dance piece, and that has been co-choreographed by myself and Rosa. It features six female dancers, and it's a pure dance piece as well, which is quite different from our usual work. And we are working together with some of our students that come to our regular In Motion classes. And Plasma itself is about the pressures of modern day society and how we're constantly swept over by demands and the pressures that society creates, I guess, and that we ourselves put ourselves into. The constant flow of emails, the constant, you know, having to work faster, to work harder, to look better, to be more available, to do more, to be more, to, which is really putting a lot of strain on us. And I think we all know it, but we all are in this trot and keep going with it, and I guess myself included, and all of the other dancers probably as well. So we had quite a blast to make this piece, and laugh about ourselves. It's very energetic, very powerful, very dynamic, and it features a soundtrack by John Irwin as well, so he's worked with us on that. We showed it in London at a scratch night, and then it kind of evolved further and further and further. We were selected for Moving with the Times at the beginning of this year for the Dancing Oxford Festival, and so I had a chance to really work on the piece and flesh it out, and then now develop it further to even show it again at the old fire station where it all started, and show it to the audiences, some of which had seen it the very first time and now have seen the development of it. So yeah, it's very exciting.
So what was some of the feedback you got on that one?
Very powerful, very poignant, I guess dynamic. There was a lot of fire in there.
Oh, okay.
That's what one comment was. Probably also because it was seriously hot and we were all, 20 minutes non-stop dancing. We literally were burning inside.
Wow, so in your pieces you cover things that everyone experiences from day to day to
absolutely
situations we wouldn't like to find ourselves in at all.
Some of the pieces, although it's not necessarily a day-to-day situation we find ourselves in, it's relevant for all of us nonetheless. First of all, it happened, like human trafficking happens on our doorsteps, but also everyone can connect with the themes that we are looking into. So it's about, it's about dreams, it's about desires, it's about broken promises, it's about frustration, it's about hope, loss, destruction, it's about abuse, it's about exploitation, it's about, there's so many subjects within a bigger subject and topic that we can all relate to on different levels.
So aside from Contained at Wilderness and the upcoming springtime performances, you mentioned classes. Is it right that you run classes and workshops?
That is right, yeah.
What are these and who can get involved?
Oh, anyone can get involved. Yes, that's right. We run regular classes, which are really open to anyone that would like to come, that wants to get dancing, wants to experience that. Our classes are dynamic and fun and energetic. And although we do focus on technique as well, it's really about the enjoyment of dance. It's about movement. It's about letting go. It's about being creative, being inspired. We have beginners classes on a Monday evening. We have intermediate classes on Wednesdays, Wednesday evening, and then Saturday mornings, in different venues and locations across town. We are also starting to offer a Pilates class come September, and we are taking a break over the summer now with our regular classes, just because everyone is away. But then starting back on the 3rd of September and then full on. So we'll have classes 3 times a week plus Pilates. We also offer different types of workshops and have quite interesting series. Once we had a series which was called Just Motion, which was supported by the Oxford City Council. And we had teachers from across the country, really, in physical theatre, in acrobalance, in Krav Maga, self-defense. We've had contact improvisation and different things that we bring up. Most recently, we had a series about acrobatics as well, which was wonderful. We had 5 different teachers that all taught slightly different aspects of acrobatics, acro yoga, acrobalance, handstands, acro movement, and it was really fantastic. And that is something that was leading up to the British Acrobatics Festival, which is happening here in Oxford on 11th till the 14th of August. So if you haven't got your ticket yet, do come along. It's going to be great. Oh yeah, it's usually for all age ranges. Well, mind you, adults, I think probably our participants range from 18 to 75. Yeah, more or less. So it's quite a colourful mix, beautiful mix, which is quite wonderful.
A beautiful mix indeed. Good way to sum absolutely everything up. And for specific dates and times of performances and classes, check out justiceinmotion.co.uk. Also, sign up to the mailing list,
or to find out more about all the events and what's coming up and updates of the company. Yeah, and there's also other ways how you can get involved with Justice in Motion. We're a registered charity here in the UK and Wales, and you can become a friend of Justice in Motion if you like, to give regularly to the company and to support our work and to support all we do. Or, of course, come to our classes, come to see the performances. And you can sign up to our mailing list. All the updates are going to come through that more or less regularly, about once every 2 months, maybe.
With approximate regularity.
Approximate regularity.
Well. Okay, so that's justiceinmotion.co.uk. And Anya Meinhardt, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.